Weekend vibes in your favorite station.
You're listening to 90.4 FM Ride Time Radio.
Oh, we are getting ready for the weekend. Only 8 days to go till the volcano hunt. We are kicking in with some Nirvana.
Yeah.
got to be the best way to kick off your weekend with a bit of teen spirit. Yep. Well, here we are, Ride Time Radio, 90.4 FM on the south coast of Tenerife, and we are going out across the world on RideTimeRadio.com. So if you're getting ready for the weekend in Tenerife, you're probably thinking about, how am I going to cool down? It's been a very, very, very sticky, hot couple of days, and we are still going into a little bit more. It will start cooling down, but we are still in for a couple more uncomfortable nights yet. 37 degrees it hit here yesterday. 37 degrees. And it was the hottest place recorded in Spain. Now, is that a sign of things to come? Because we have been watching the climate of this year already differ very much from years previously. So we've had the hottest January, the hottest February, hottest March. Now we're starting to see temperatures of 37 degrees in April, before the sun is even high over our heads. That could be a sign that you need to get yourself some air conditioning. I'll tell you now, it was the very best thing I ever did, was get some air conditioning, put some solar on the house and add a battery. That was the best thing I've done because I can keep the house cool all day. The more that sun shines, the more charge I get in the house. The battery stays charged all day and I can run the air cons on the night from it. It's one of the best investments you can make. But there is a pit hole and don't fall in it, right? Number one, you need to make sure you're using a decent company because the company that we use has now gone bust. And we don't have anybody to do the warranty servicing for us, which is something I've got to investigate next to get sorted out. So that's something you've got to be careful of. Make sure it's a good, robust company. Number two, don't wait and think you're going to get that subvention from the government anytime soon, okay? Because the government are meant to give you back about 40% of what you spend. And we spent about 10 grand on solar. We expected to get about 4 grand back. We don't know where that's gone, right? That's just gone into the mists. You know how these magical things happen over here when you're promised all these things and it just disappears like a puff of smoke. So that's where the subvention went, right? We haven't seen that, but we have seen a massive reduction on our energy bills. It does work extremely well here because we have so much sunshine, and if you add a battery to it, you can power the house for a while on the evening, but you can't power it for that much. The batteries aren't all that, you know. And if they're thinking about putting these things in cars, well, you know, we might get halfway around Tenerife, right? But that's the way it is. But it is the best thing. So we are looking at the temperatures cooling down a little bit. We've got a lot coming up on the show. I'm going to be talking to Harley Davidson a little bit later when we get Ed from the Harley Davidson Gubra online and have a chat with him about his involvement with the volcano hunt. And all the usual updates, weekend stuff, getting ready. And living on a prayer, really. Living on a prayer.
Well,
A bit of Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, right back to the 80s with that one. Oh, yes, we used to play that in the school band. It was a classic. It really was. We didn't do the first bit very well, but we, I know, I think it was Social Disease. Imagine trying to do Social Disease in the band. No, no, not the beginning anyway. Anyway, let's talk about Living on a Prayer, right? There's a few more people living on prayers, right? On the 20th of April, it's not only the volcano hunt that is going on, right? Excuse me. There is also the protest for tourism. And it's not really against tourism, but it's more about the cost of living. It's about more tourism being brought to the islands when there's such a poor amount of housing here for locals, residents, and it's becoming very, very difficult to live. So they are having a protest. Now, this is called the Canary Islanders, right? And the group, the Canary Islanders, have started up in Santa Cruz already. And they've formed a human chain. I don't know how long this is going to last for, right? But they've also said that they're going to do a hunger strike. Now, I'm all for protesting, making sure people are right, you know, and get out there and feel what you think. I've got a few things I'm going to be protesting about over the next month or so. Let's get the volcano hunt out of the way, and I'm going to be pushing the rhetoric on something very strongly. But that's another story, and I believe everybody, we live in a free world, so let's, you know, you should have the right to do so. But they're talking about a hunger strike, right? Now, look, I don't know if that's a clever thing, right? Because we're talking about Spain, Spanish governments, Canary Islands, Canary Island governments. Now, I just told you the story about the subvention coming from the solar panels. It's 2 years later, and I still haven't got that. And that's something that they said they would do, right? Now, a hunger strike, right, for something they say they won't do, with the way that things move over here, the speed that things move along, I don't know if that's a good move, guys. I'd be prepared to die.
Yeah.
So it is just 8 days until the Volcano Hunt. And one of the sponsors is going to be with us again today. This is going to be Harley Davidson. They are sponsoring the Best Harley of Tenerife 2024. If you want to enter your bikes into this show before you arrive, you can do so. It saves a lot of aggro. Just lets us know that you're coming. You go onto the page, volcanohunt.com. You've got the language up on the right-hand side, so you can do this in several different languages. Register your bike, register it into a category, and we'll be waiting for you when you arrive. The trophies are ready. They look fantastic. It's €150 in in-store credit from Harley Davidson, and the trophy as well for Best Harley Davidson 2024, and your certificate as well from the Volcano Hunt. All that is all ready. We're just waiting for you.
Easy Rider Tenerife is Tenerife's premium motorcycle rental and tour company. We specialize in retro, classic, and cruiser-style motorcycles. Check out our fleet online at easyridertenerife.com. You can also find our huge selection of routes and rides with private one-to-one tour guides, helping you discover the island on two wheels. Contact us for more information on 0034-822-680-791 or visit us at easyridertenerife.com.
So if you're over on holiday, if you're looking for some adventure, that is the word, adventure, good times, nothing to be getting drunk about or falling about on beaches and around swimming pools, getting on two wheels and going to discover this island, because it is one of the most amazing places that you will ever ride. And if you are here on holiday or vacation and you have a license for a motorcycle, do not miss out on the chance to go and ride up in the lava fields and the volcano. It is absolutely incredible. The ride up there is incredible. The ride back down is incredible. And at the top at the base of the volcano, it is just one of the most amazing places in the world. It's, you know, it is a national park. It's a protected national park. It is one of the wonders of the world in my eyes. It really is. You know, it is an amazing place to go. And you can do it so easily. EasyRiderTenerife.com. That's our main company. And this is our very own radio station, Ride Time Radio. So we're talking about this, that, headlines, the news, the false news. But some very unfortunate news I saw on the news yesterday in Santa Cruz. A 73-year-old man was stabbed in Asiento Manzana. He's in hospital recovering, and it looks like they have got somebody who did that. But it's very unfortunate that we're hearing stuff like that, because it is very, very unusual for us to hear things like that.
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time, but here I go again. Here I go again. Searching for an answer, I never seem to find what I'm looking for. Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry on, 'cause I know what it means to walk along.
Lucifer Tattoo Studio in Las Americas is waiting to create your unique tattoo. With over 20 years experience in all styles, Lucifer Tattoo Studio in Las Americas can help design and create your ideas. Lucifer Tattoo Studio in Las Americas. Come and discuss your next tattoo with us. Find us at Playa de las Americas, City Center, Local 33, or call us on 922-796650.
Lucifer Tattoo Studio in Las Americas, they are going to be the official judges of the Tattoo Expo at the Volcano Hunt 2024. Now, we're going to get into the next track, and whilst we're doing so, I'm going to see if I can get Harley Davidson on the phone, right? I've got a direct line to them, right? Not because they're probably, well, they are good friends of mine, but more because I spend so much money with them. But listen, let's get them on the phone whilst we listen to a bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and we'll see if we get an update from them. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Adam. Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How's things? You okay?
All good. And yourself?
Yeah, very well, my friend. Very well. Thanks for joining me on the show this morning. Right, I wanted to catch up with you guys.
An absolute pleasure.
I wanted to say thank you for supporting the event again. I think this is the second or third time in a row that you've supported the events for us. So tell me about what's happening at Harley Davidson these days. Are you busy? Are you quiet? Are people buying bikes? What's going on?
Well, we are pretty busy both in the bike sales and accessory sales department. Seems like people are really catching on the whole trend of customizing motorcycles here in Tenerife. Good for us and the motorcycling community, of course. But yeah, good weather is coming up, so everything's picking up, and people seem really excited to go out and enjoy the rides.
Well, that's interesting to hear. Let's just roll back a bit what you said there. So you're seeing a lot more people kind of upgrading the bikes, customizing the bikes, making them look more individual.
Oh yeah, or at least that's what we perceive from our end. It seems like people are kind of losing the fear of the horror that Spanish homologations are, and they are realizing that more and more stuff can be done to the bikes, and more brands are actually dealing their products in Tenerife. So it's catching on, and it seems like the custom market in both classic bikes and chopper custom kind of bikes is really catching on.
Well, that's good news to hear. I mean, maybe, you know, we just had a little bit to do with that by making a great big motorbike competition that people can actually win. And we've got...
I really think you did, because seeing the event last year and all the rides that you guys do, a lot of people that come by our shop mention it, and they speak about the great sense of community that they experience in these rides and events.
Right.
And it seems like that is, you know, word of mouth, and people are creating a community, and that obviously helps everybody grow and the collective experience to get better.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice for you to say that, and it's certainly nice to hear that as well, because there's a lot of hard work that goes into the events, and there is we don't do this for any other reason than We want to build a proper community here where people can have really good times on bikes. It's been very clicky to get into, you know. Even the hog guys, it's quite difficult to get into them sometimes because, I don't know, they see me as a foreigner. And, you know, who the hell does he think he is doing motorbike events here? But the point is nobody was doing any events here. That's why we did them. But yeah. The support that we get from Harley Davidson and from Triumph is you know, excellent. You are sponsoring...
Well, as much as we can do, we are more than happy to lend a hand. Especially when it comes to events that do not discriminate or differentiate based on what people ride or what kind of riding they do. You know, it's good to see places where anybody who is on two wheels or three wheels, because that seems to be catching on as well, yeah. Get together and just enjoy the fact that everybody smiles when they twist their wrist and just go off.
100%. I think it's about more, you know, not everybody can afford a Harley Davidson. Not everybody can afford a brand new Triumph. Not everybody can afford, but everybody can afford to have the passion. And it's about having that passion that really brings people together. And from you would be the same, dealing with the general public from all different walks of life. Mm. It's the shared passion that makes the scene and makes the community, not the motorcycle.
Absolutely. And it's very important to look past your specific niche for that passion, I think. Because in the end, it's an engine. It burns fuel. You enjoy it. It makes you smile. So what does it matter if you're holding on to some clip-ons on a sport bike or an ape hanger on a custom bike? It makes you smile the same way.
Well, let's take Manolo, for example, who's the founder and the owner of Harley Davidson and Triumph there. I mean, he's a passionate enduro rider, you know, but he has a massive passion for all types of motorbikes. And I think it's too much of a small island here to try and niche things down into categories of events that, you know, you can only come on this event if you've got this or if you've got that. And, you know, you've got to be open and really kind of just accept that people love bikes from all types of walks of life.
Absolutely. It's something that you and I have both spoken about in the past. You've mentioned it, that there's so much bad stuff going on in the world, you know, politics-wise and wars and people have got health issues and this and that. And it's a bit messy. And then COVID a few years back didn't help with that. So having events where people can forget about differences and find the common ground that makes us all happy is, if anything, becoming more necessary over time.
Certainly. Now, listen, you're involved in the Volcano Hunt this year. You're going to be bringing some exhibition tents down with you and a few bikes, I believe. So tell me, what are you going to be doing at the show this year?
Well, we'll bring a stand with a few bikes, both from Harley Davidson and Triumph, so that people can see, sit on them, maybe listen to them firsthand in person. Just sometimes these things are really enjoyed best when you can actually see them in person, which is events are great for. We'll bring them over so people can see. If they want to get a t-shirt or some merchandise, that will be up to them as well. We'll be more than happy to assist with that. And just bring them over so people can enjoy them.
And I do believe that you yourself and probably one of the other team from Triumph will also be part of the judging panel this year with Alex from Billy the Kid Customs, and he is going to be asking you guys to join him, and you will be judging all the categories for me alongside with him, so that we can he will get the initial bikes here, because I know that you will probably be coming down a little bit later and you'll be there when we get back from the hunt. I believe I think that because the way the stores are open till 1 o'clock, isn't it?
That is correct. Unfortunately, both me, Carlos, and Claudia here at the dealership won't be able to make it to the ride. That's what we'll be tending to the shop because it's opening hours. But as soon as that's done, we'll get down to the event. And by the time you guys are back from the ride, we'll be able to share our bikes with everybody. Look at the bikes that entered the contest, which, if it's anything like last year, it's going to be unbelievable because there were some fantastic machines last year.
It'll be good to have you guys on board doing the judging as well with that and opening that up and having more people involved in that part. And, of course, you'll be on stage with me, no doubt, presenting the trophies, Ed.
Ah, that's fantastic. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Well, let's see what we can make of it. Let's see what we can do. A big thank you to both Harley Davidson and Triumph. A big thank you to you for always supporting Easy Rider. And a big thank you to Manolo for getting behind us fully and always providing a great service for us. It is really good. If anybody would like to get anything done with their bike, if anybody would like to get their bike looked at, serviced, upgraded, then Ed is the man to go and speak to. He's in the parts department. He is the diamond down there because he speaks such good English. So if you do struggle with the Spanish language, then he will just take over and sort everything out for you. So, Ed, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much for your words, Adam, and thank you very much for putting together such amazing events. I'm really, really looking forward. We're all here looking forward to seeing the event this year.
Okay, well, that's great. I will look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Just 8 days to go, Ed. All right, I'll see you
just
very soon.
Just 8 days. Yeah. Really good to it.
Okay, take care. Have a great day, my friend.
Cheers, Adam. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Harley Davidson, Tenerife, Harley Davidson, Canaries, Triumph, Tenerife, Triumph, Canaries. That is all the same company. That is Gubra. They're a great store. You can find them here and in Gran Canaria as well. They will get your parts for Harleys. They will get you everything that you need. It's a premium dealership on both sides of the fence, both Triumph and Harley Davidson. So you've got clothing up there. You've got all the normal stuff. You've got the workshop up there. And Edu is great because he speaks fluent English. And for us lazy Spanglish people who can only order beer and food in Spanish, Ed is the man to go and see. Anyway, let's have a look. What else have we got going on this morning? Well, we're going to take a look at a few more headlines, catch up with the weather a little bit more brief. But what we can say about the weather so far is if there's any activities planned for the mountains that involve barbecues, fires, cooking food, anything like that, every single alert that is possible for the forests is on. So you cannot even go up there and smoke a cigarette, right? Because we are protecting the forest. And I went through the forest a few days ago. The other side is starting to see some green. But we do not want another huge patch of forest burnt down like that this year, because we're going to start running out of places to go that are beautiful. Although the burnt forest is amazing to go and see, but you wouldn't want it all over the island. So let's take care. And if you see people being stupid, tell them to stop it. Thank you.
de abril. Prepárate para el evento del año. La Tenerife Volcano Hunt Extravaganza. Is someone getting the best? Día diferente lleno de emociones, magia, motos, tattoos y mucha música, con el tributo europeo a los Foo Fighters, Franchafino y su espectacular show de flamenco. Espera, ¿hay más? Exhibición de motos y la única Tattoo Expo de Tenerife, el sonido en directo de los Bad Bone Stompers y la magia de cerca del gran Johnny Cardell. Un evento inolvidable para todas las edades. Únete a nosotros en la Cueva Restaurante Aldea Blanca para un día y una noche inolvidables. Compra tus entradas en tomaticket.es o visitando volcanohunt.com. Este año, más grande y mucho mejor. The Volcano Hunt Extravaganza.
So, as we said, just only 8 days to go, and we are looking now for your photos. We want your photos of you and your bikes. Send them in to us. Send them in the Volcano Hunt channel on Facebook, or send them in to us on Instagram, or share them on Instagram and tag us in. We want to see you preparing for the hunt. It's going to be the biggest hunt of the year, right? 2024, the most biggest volcano hunt that we've ever done. And we have a trophy again for the best volcano hunter or hunteress. Maybe that's the word. I don't know. But maybe you can win 150 euros in cash and the prize cup trophy of Volcano Hunter of the Year 2024. All you've got to do is look damn cool. That's all we're looking for, damn cool people.
Yeah, if I could stick my hand in my heart, I'd spill it all over the stage. Would it satisfy? Would it slide on by? What you think, boy, it's strange. Ain't it strange? If I could write, if I could sing a love song so divine, would it be enough for your cheap heart? If I broke down and cried,
So that's it for the breakfast show this morning. We are going into the weekend. We love the weekends, especially when they're nice and hot like this. The best place to be this weekend is probably down on the beach, right? Because it's probably going to be the most clear, a bit of breeze. That'll be if you can get on a beach, right? Because all the Spanish know this as well, and everybody will be flocking to the beaches this weekend. If I was you, I would use public transport or maybe a motorbike, because you'll probably park it a lot easier. Everything's looking good. We're all set for the show. Of course, you need to get your tickets. If you haven't got tickets, then please go and get them. Tomaticket.es, you can go to the speed shop. We are open from 10 to 1pm on Saturdays. If you want to come down and see us and get tickets from us there. La Cueva, Campesina, they are open. That's the restaurant venue. And of course, Boxing Barbers One up in the north. He's got tickets there as well. So we'll see you very, very soon. This will play over the weekend, so don't get too tired of the same show. I'll see you soon. Be back Monday at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
abril. Prepárate para el evento del año. La Tenerife Volcano Hunt Extravaganza. Un día diferente lleno de emociones, magia, motos, tattoos y mucha música. Con el tributo europeo a los Foo Fighters.